Our guest now is from Hokianga. He's 18. He took te reo to Shakespeare and is now representing Aotearoa at the Globe. Mahanga Mitchell hadn't performed theatre, let alone Shakespeare, before about a year ago. But his Whangarei Boys High Kai Ao course said, give it a go. He did, and it turns out he has quite the talent. He won hearts and minds after translating Henry IV's Welsh character Owen Glendale's lines into Te Reo Māori, and also by playing Banquo's ghost in Macbeth. Of course, Banquo doesn't have any lines of his own, but if you want to see Mahanga performing and how he performs, this video of this on our webpage. Mahanga is now a member of the Shakespeare Globe Centre New Zealand and is one of the young Kiwis selected to appear at the Globe. He's bound for London in July, is fundraising for it on Give A Little. There's a link on our webpage too, alongside the video. Mahanga's with us from Victoria University of Wellington, where he's studying for a Bachelor's in Theatre and Māori Studies. Kia ora, thanks for your time.
Kia ora.
Mahanga, is the study at Vic and what you're studying just a continuation of a pretty amazing journey?
I think it's definitely a step up from what I've been doing. You know, all of high school drama was real just practical stuff, but now I'm getting my head stuck in books, so it's a completely different world.
Yeah, and a big change, a big shift, I imagine, as well. Your love for drama and the discovery of your talent for it. Tell me a little bit more about the role of your teacher at Whangarei Boys High School on this, the Kai Ao Ko, who really sort of set you on this hikoi. How did it happen?
When I first moved to Whangarei Boys High School and chose my options, I just chose to take drama for some reason, and I rocked up to my first class, and my teacher, Miss Fiona Churchill, really just like, just so charismatic and so different with the way that any other teacher had taught me up to that point. And now I was obsessed with it, so I couldn't get enough of it, and just go back every day to drama, like just wanting to learn more and enhance my skills every day.
What was it about the way she went about her mahi? Was it very practical? You've just mentioned the books, you know, you can sit and read Shakespeare, you can have Shakespeare read to you or any other play. Was it very practical?
Yeah, I think the only time that I ever read anything was when I was reading a script. We never really had to do any writing. She'd always make us just do interviews, and that could be our the equivalent of our written work and statements for our performances. So no, she made it easy on us, and it was just like a really big change to any other kind of learning that I was experiencing at the time.
The physicality and the sort of the occupying of a character, just looking at just this small video we have of you, and I really do encourage listeners to have a look and see what you're capable of here. Again, Banquo's ghost doesn't have lines per se, but how, I guess, what did this unleash in you, this occupying of a character and the physicality of the form?
I don't know. It was just another challenge for me to try gain stage presence a real hard challenge, because, like you said, I had no lines, and all I did was really just lip sync. But I didn't speak loud enough for the microphones to pick me up or anything. So it was quite like, everyone says that my performing was quite mesmerizing, how I could just like walk around and do that. But I think when I just get into the mode, I'm in it. And we're really like, we trained real hard to crack that performance. And I think I pulled it off all right.
It's Act 4, Scene 1 from Macbeth, and it's where the witches are all getting together and the conjuring is happening, and there's an incredible rhythm actually created by all of you in this scene. Mesmerising is a good word.
There's a lot of like key little aspects. We chopped it up so much and like redid everything so many times just to try to find different aspects within the text that we couldn't see just from performing it regularly. So I think, and one of those things was like, for me as Banquo's ghost to be a part of that scene, it was as if I was like mirroring Macbeth's actions, but in like different connotations. And like you can see, like if you do look at the video, you can see at some points like Macbeth is looking like real worrisome and his face is like real sour, and then Banquo is sitting on the other side, like mirroring on him on stage, just like almost laughing at him, like he's taunting him to make a mistake, just waiting for his downfall because, well, Macbeth murdered Banquo, so I suppose that's his little take at getting his revenge.
You mentioned the performance and the presence on stage. I'm wondering how much the experience of Kapahaka, which you were performing before getting into drama, has helped you in creating that stage presence and that storytelling, including without words at times.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nah, Kapahaka is all about putting on a performance because it's not exactly like, yeah, you sing and well, you're doing your songs and you're doing all your actions, but it's really what's important is about your facial features and how you can portray those emotions without exactly having to talk about them. And no, I think that I wouldn't be able to do drama without my experience in Kapahaka. As a matter of fact, most of my actions in that performance of me as Banquo's ghost in Act 4, Scene 1 from Macbeth was heavily Kapahaka inspired. If you watch the video, when I'm like walking up to the front of the stage, I'm doing a lot of Kapahaka actions, and I don't know, it just felt natural for me to do it because that was not rehearsed and it was all improvised. Once I got on the stage, I just felt it and I went with it, and it worked.
It's how you breathe life into any
Yeah.
performance, especially one that's been performed as long as this one. So you went to regionals, and what happened there?
Well, we had two groups from our school at regionals. We and both of our groups won their own sections. We had the year 12 boys in the 5 minute section and my year 13 group in the 15 minute section, and we both won our respective sections and got our awards, and then got told that we're going to perform at the National Festival in Wellington.
Stuart Deviney is a reader of many of our dramas that we broadcast on 9 to Noon, and a step up again, going from regionals to nationals. And again, you're looking for some more interpretation, some more X factor. Was he one of those who was able to help you keep evolving the performance?
He actually so when we were at the regional performance and he was explaining his reasoning for choosing us to go to nationals, was he thought that our performance of that one little scene was so good that he wanted to see an entire production of that piece. And after that, he came into school a few times into our drama classes on a few sessions to actually tweak our performance and enhance it. And no, those little tweaks and pointers from Stuart really sent us over the edge to get us where we were for the national stage.
What was the experience of that? Again, perhaps the kapahaka has helped with the nerves and watching everyone else perform and having to stay focused and the whole, incredible vibe actually, but you've got your nervous tension to sort of experience. And again, did that help you with nationals? What was that like for you?
Yeah, no, nerves are key. Nerves are the most important thing you can get. Everyone gets nervous. If they say they don't, they're lying. And it's just about how you direct those nerves, all that nervous energy, because you can really make something special out of it. Because when you're under pressure, it's almost like your bodily reaction. It's like fight or flight, and you want to go out there and you want to perform to the best of your ability. And I think that, when you put coal under a lot of pressure, it turns into diamonds. So,
Amazing experience. Now, the workshops that you did for the National Shakespeare School production, can you just explain a little bit more about what's happened since and bring us through to how you came to be translating Owen Glendower?
There's a lot of steps between the workshops at the nationals and me getting into the NSSP, the National School Shakespeare Production, because those are two separate things. But so I think I don't think the workshops greatly like influenced me to like want to do my performance with a bit of te reo in it, but definitely just the overall vibe that was given from all of the SGCNZ events. Everyone really tries to encourage everybody to put your own spin on everything, because like I've said before in other interviews, is Shakespeare's themes are universal and they still come up across film and TV and theatre all across the world today, 500 years later. And it's just about, and the thing that keeps us alive is, well, everyone putting their own spin on it because it adds variety. And I think that me adding cultural variety was, I don't know, I it just felt like a requirement of myself to do that as respect for my people and my culture.
Translation from one language to another is always a challenge because sometimes there simply aren't words that fully represent the meaning. And then you're doing it with Shakespearean English, not even contemporary English. So tell me what you went through to get the translation as true as you could get it.
Well, really just like eyeballing it, there wasn't really a technique to it. It's just like I can speak te reo, and I was looking at the Welsh text and the English text because they had the Shakespeare text and the modern text. And I tried to do the Shakespeare text, but in parts that I couldn't find words that fit the Shakespearean text, I'd just add the equivalent of the modern text in te reo.
Was there a moment when you felt like you had it, you'd got it to where you wanted it to be?
Yeah, I think I didn't really draft anything. It was just kind of like, this is it. If this is what I'm going to produce, then I'm going to like continue this. And even if the words aren't the sharpest, I can perform it to make it really something special. And I think it wasn't about the content of the words that mattered too much, but especially about the just the performance of them.
So what's the plan for London? Just a couple of months away now.
The plan, well, old Dawn Sanders has she has the itinerary set out for all of us, and I think we have about one free day, so I'll maybe look around for some touristy stuff to do in London,
There's
but otherwise, no, it's
that
head in
flash new
scripts
subway.
and workshops.
Flash new subway
Well,
there.
what's
So
that?
there's a flash new subway. It's the Elizabeth line, I think, that'll get you in from Heathrow and into town quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to London before or travelled before?
I've never left the North Island. Yeah,
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
so this is incredibly exciting. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Are you visualising already? I mean, the Globe is just its place in history and its contemporary sort of revival as well. There's a lot of ghosts there, Banquo and others. Are you already kind of visualizing and mentally looking forward there?
Yeah, I think, just visualizing ahead of me and visualizing behind me everything that's come before me to get me to where I am today, everything that anyone's had to go through to help me get to where I am today is like you have to acknowledge that, and of course I'm gonna acknowledge what's ahead of me because, well, you have to be prepared.
What's the response of family and friends, whānau and friends, to what's happened?
No, they keep me humble, but no, they're real supportive. And of course, like my old man saying to me, "Boy, you're going to the other side of the world." Like, and no, I think my family keeps me grounded, and no, I'm grateful for all the support that they've given me because they've done a big part in helping me fundraise and helping me spread the words and. Just try attract attention to this to try get some help to make this happen, and it's done the job.
Dad sounds very proud, not surprisingly. What will you perform there? Do you know yet what you're going to be performing there?
I believe that our group that I've been selected into is to perform King Lear. So, I'm yet to familiarize myself with a bit of the content. Sorry, Dawn, but I
That's
will
happening
do
as soon
that.
as you get
And
off the line, right?
literally.
Oh, ngā
But
mihi,
no,
kia ora, well done, mahanga. Have a wonderful time.
nā mihi nui ki a koe. Thank you very much.
Mahanga Mitchell. And more details, you can see him performing, you can go to the Give A Little page if you want to help get him there. Going to France afterwards, I think, as well, on our webpage.